Numbers 14, verses 41 to 43. Israel warned. And how? Let me just read the verses to you. But Moses said, he's speaking to the Hebrews here, why are you disobeying the Lord's command? This will not succeed. What he's talking about is this, that Israel is under the judgment of God. The 10 spies have been struck down with plague. The bad report from the 10 spies has turned Israel against obedience to God. And God is angry with them. And he said, all this people, that generation apart from Joshua and Caleb, that entire generation would be wiped out in the desert. But the Hebrews have said, well, we've sinned. But nevertheless, this is what they say again. We will go up to the place the Lord promised. We will go in. Their presumption and anger and arrogance here. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. But Moses said, why are you disobeying the Lord's command? This will not succeed. Do not go up, because the Lord is not with you. You will be defeated by your enemies. For the Amalekites and Canaanites will face you there. You know this. You said this yourself. Because you have turned away from the Lord, he will not be with you, and you will fall by the sword. Numbers 14, verses 41 to 43. Of course, we're in the Old Covenant. We're talking about wars and land and all the rest of it. But what are the principles here? Well, one principle stands out to me. Here is the heaving mass of the Hebrews. Despite the warnings, despite the obvious signs of God's judgment, the plague hitting the 10 spies and all the rest of it, they're still determined to go up. The heaving mass of these thousands, 2.5 million probably, determined to go up. And one man stands up and stands out and stands against this tide of arrogance and presumption. Praise God for this faithful man, this confronting man, this challenging Moses, this minister of God here. He will challenge the people. He will confront them. He is faithful. Praise God today for all faithful preachers and ministers and believers, men and women, who will stand up and stand out against the tide of nonsense and error and declension in our times. One man, it seems, here standing, one voice. You can imagine what he might have felt. Oh, this is a waste of time and all the rest of it. But no, he stands there. Why? Challenging. Don't go up. You are warned. The Lord will smite you down. He's not giving out sweets to people sitting comfortably in their nice plush chairs. He's challenging. He's challenging their thinking. He's challenging their arrogance. He's challenging their presumption. Look how he spells it out. He's taking the wind right out of their sails here. But, he says. What a word. That's a way to start. But. Disobedience, verse 41. Why are you disobeying the Lord's command? A spade is a spade here. You are disobedient to the Lord's command. You're going into certain failure, verse 41. Don't. This will not succeed. A direct command. Don't go up, verse 42. The Lord is not with you. He argues it out. He reasons it. He's going against the tide here. He's against the popular opinion. But he's spelling it out. He's laying it on the line. He goes on with the argument. The Amalekites are there. You have turned away from the Lord. God will visit you in judgment. Make no mistake about it. You will fall by the sword. I say praise God for Moses. And praise God today for faithful men and women who stand against the popular opinion, the ways of entertainment. It seems to me that the law of Christ, written in Scripture, is clear and explicit. God's word tells us as believers to be separate from the world, to face persecution, to preach the gospel, and all the rest of it. I am determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And what are we doing? Are we doing that? I think we're disobeying the law of Christ. We are not separate. We're trying to mitigate persecution by toning down the gospel. And I don't believe we are really preaching the gospel. We're not insisting on regeneration and conversion the way we should be. We're not preaching sin and conviction of sin as we should. But the warnings are in Scripture. Revelation 2 and 3. If we will not heed, Christ will remove the candlestick. Praise God for men and women who are raising these points in this tide of softness and sugariness and worldliness going on in the name of Christ today. All this maybe is unheeded by the majority, but it was unheeded by Moses, by the Hebrews in Moses' day. But at least he raised his voice. It was unheeded by Jeremiah. It was unheeded when Isaiah preached. It was unheeded when Jeremiah preached. The Hebrews didn't listen then. No. How many refused Christ? How many refused Paul and Peter and John? Nevertheless, these men are faithful in the preaching of the gospel. And the unbeliever too. How often the offer is unheeded today. Let us learn from Israel. Unbeliever, you get the offer of the gospel. You get the warning of damnation. If you will not repent and believe, you are warned. It is appointed unto men, and that includes you, once to die, and after this, the judgment. You have to face God, and eternity beckons. Get ready to meet with God. Get ready now by trusting to Christ and trusting in Christ and calling upon him even now. Well, 1 Corinthians 10 again and Romans 15 again. These things are written about Israel for our learning. Unbeliever, learn it and act upon it. Believer, learn it and act upon it. And I do want to encourage any faithful brother and sister standing in loneliness against the tide against us, against the wind. Raise your voice, brother and sister. God may yet use it. And even if he doesn't, it is required in us that we be faithful. Moses was faithful. Praise God for that. Israel warned. May God bless this discourse to us all, for Christ's sake. Amen.